Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, friends, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and here's why. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And it's the very top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you see, you get a better value in top-grade beef. Now, to give you an example, let's take a Kroger cut rib roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the short rib end, the waist, and trims the chine bone. You don't pay roast price for the short rib end and waist. And no matter whether you buy a Kroger cut steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. So don't forget, that's at your Kroger store. See for yourself by visiting your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. As a result of an automobile accident while they were on their way to be married, Barry Carlton is in the Heatherton Hospital near death, and Penny Gibbs is only holding her own against the ravages of serious injuries. Johnny Keith, Penny's ex-fiancé, who took Penny's mother to the hospital, has returned to Rossville, and in the Gibbs home is talking to Freddie Lang.
I didn't get to see her, Freddie, but Mrs. Billings did. I understand she's pretty badly hurt.
Bad accident, huh?
Very bad. I passed the wreckage of the car when I was driving Mrs. Billings down to Heatherton, and I don't see how either one of them came out of it alive.
Oh?
When do you expect Jed to wake up?
Oh, he won't be up for a while yet. He didn't sleep a wink's worth from the time we got the news until just about an hour ago. Johnny, I think you better wait around till he does wake up, though. He's going to want to talk to you.
Oh, sure. I'll wait. I'll be glad to. I'm sorry to have such bad news for him, though.
Johnny, give it to me straight, will you? How bad is it? I mean, what are the chances?
Well, Barry's aren't much. They say Penny has about a 50-50 chance.
Wow. It's pretty rough, huh?
Well, it could be a lot worse for both of them.
They're just about saying that Barry's finished, though, aren't they?
Well, they don't see how he can pull through. I got that myself straight from the doctor. Even Mrs. Carlton hasn't been told how bad it is.
You know, there's somebody I really feel sorry for, Johnny.
Mm.
This is going to knock the pins out from under her a whole lot faster than old age has. But look, the Carltons have dough. Why don't they go out and get the best doctor in the world and
get
this?
They have a good doctor, Freddie. The best there is of the kind.
Well, I guess he knows his stuff, then.
I don't think we have to worry about the doctors, Freddie, or the hospital. Heatherton is one of the finest in the state. The finest doctors and the best hospital in the world can't help people who are beyond help.
Holy mackerel, Johnny, they aren't that bad, are they? I thought you said they had a...
That should have been fatal, Freddie. Penny's not hurt internally, they don't think, but the only serious injuries to her body are a broken arm and a few broken ribs. But around the head and shoulders, she's in a bad way. Her whole face is covered with bandages. Even her eyes. Her entire head, neck, and shoulders. That's where the real damage and the real danger are.
Gosh, I thought I was a tough guy, Johnny, but it's making me sick inside to think about Penny in that way. All the people that have to... Well, like I said before, it only happens to the good guys. Well, look, what about Barry? He's a lot worse than Penny, huh?
Oh, yes, a whole lot. He hasn't regained consciousness since the accident. He was out cold when they pulled him out of the wreck, and he's still out.
And they think he's going to stay out, huh?
Well, he's hurt internally, inside his chest. Has a lot of broken bones. They're afraid his brain's been injured.
Uh-oh. Guess that just about does it, then, doesn't it?
Well, you'd think so.
Well, I'm not going to think so. Johnny, it's not fair writing the guy off before he's even had a chance to pull himself through. Look, the guy's pretty tough. Honest, he doesn't look it, but... Well, a guy looks foolish sometimes, especially when they're guys who don't have to be rough to get along.
Well, If having what it takes will pull him through, I know he'll pull through. But it may take a lot more than that.
He's got to be okay, Johnny. What's Penny going to do if he goes?
Well, that's one of the things that worry the doctors already. If he dies, Freddie, Penny's not going to be strong enough to take the shock. It'll be just about fatal to her, too.
Just about? Be like being in an accident all over again, Johnny. Sure is rough the way things work out, huh? Here we are talking about Penny dying, and a little while ago she sat upstairs here in her room, and she wrote this.
Oh, what's that, Freddie?
It's something that Mr. Billings was reading, gave it to me to read. Guess I've read it over a dozen times now. I can't believe all this, not after reading this note.
Oh, is that the note Penny left for her mother before she went away?
Yeah. Like to read it?
Well, it's not for me, Freddie.
Oh, it's as much for you as it is for me, and Mr. B gave it to me to read. Here, go on, take a look.
Well, sure. Let's see, it says, no way to be married. Much as I know this will shock you, perhaps hurt you, too, I know that I'm not doing anything wrong.
I don't have to tell you how much Barry and I love each other, or how strong our desire is to live our lives together. I know that I'm doing this against your wishes and the advice of everyone who has my best interest at heart. And I know, too, that what happiness Barry and I may have may be fleeting and all too brief. But, Mother, darling, a little happiness is far better than none. And if I'm allowed just a few years of it, the years of heartache that follow will be much easier to take. Please, darling, be happy for me because I'm happy. I'm doing what I want to do, and there isn't the vaguest shadow of doubt in my mind, or the faintest murmur of uncertainty in my heart that my life won't be richer and fuller and more complete because of what I'm doing. And remember always, darling, I'm not going into this with my eyes closed or plunging into anything suddenly. I've weighed the matter carefully.
Barry and I have both thought it all out minutely. And we are sure in our hearts and minds that in spite of what others may think, we know best what we want out of life. And this is the only way we'll ever find it. You'll forgive me for going away like this, I'm sure. And I'm just as certain that the day will come when you'll know how right I am. Oh, my love, Penny.
Hey, Johnny.
Hmm?
Want to know a funny thing?
What's that?
While you were reading that, I kept thinking I was hearing Penny's voice.
Yeah, I had the same feeling, Freddie.
It's not right that things turned out the way they did, is it? I can just guess how happy they were when they shoved off for Heatherton. Now look where they are. Yeah, they're in Heatherton, all right. But they're in a hospital.
I saw them just as they were leaving, Freddie, and... Well, believe me, there was certainly no hint of tragedy ahead of them.
I guess not.
You know, I wish I hadn't read this letter now, Freddie. It's made me realize how little we know about what's ahead of us. What may happen to us next week or tomorrow or even 5 or 10 minutes from now.
You think it isn't just as well that we don't know? Sure is. Johnny, if we knew half of what's ahead of us, we'd scare ourselves into a blob of shaking jelly. And look, it's better not to know even about the nice things that are going to happen to you. If you know, there's no surprise, and... Well, I think it's the surprises that make life interesting.
Yeah, that's very true, Freddie. There's no way of knowing what's ahead of us. I suppose it's just as well. So I wonder if Jed's awake yet. I know he wants to hear the latest news as soon as possible.
Well, look, why don't you take a look in his room and see? I guess he won't mind if you wake him up, either. He can sleep again later on. And Johnny, he does want to know the latest.
Oh, Aunt Laura, it's really raining out. I thought it was going to.
That's too bad, Julie, but you had a little time outside today.
Well, maybe the rain won't last long. At least I hope not. What makes it rain, Aunt Laura?
Oh, crickets, I don't know, Julie.
I bet I know.
What?
Because little children want to go out and play.
I'll bet that's just why it rains. Oh, Oh, Julie, your dolls aren't still out in the yard, are they?
Oh, no. I brought them in when it began to get dark.
Yeah, that was a very smart thing to do.
Oh, Cricket. What's the matter, Aunt Mara?
I stuck my finger with the needle.
I'll kiss it and make it better.
All right.
There. Is it all well now?
Yes, Julie. Thanks to you, it doesn't hurt a bit.
I'm glad. Aunt Nora?
Hmm?
Why is everybody so sad?
Is everybody sad?
Mm-hmm. I heard Aunt Grace crying before she went away last night. And Uncle Jed was all unhappy at breakfast. So unhappy that he wouldn't eat. Is it because Aunt Penny went away?
Yes, Julie, it is.
Are they mad at her?
No, darling.
Then why are they all so sad? Are they mad at Uncle Barry?
Julie, what makes you say that?
I know all about it, Aunt Nora. I guess I'm not supposed to, but I do.
You know all about what? Oh, there's the phone.
I'll get it, Nora.
Oh, thank you, Freddie. I didn't know you were still at home. Now, Julie, what do you know all about?
All about how Aunt Penny and Uncle Barry went away to get married.
Oh.
Is that why everybody's sad and Aunt Grace cried last night and went away?
No, darling, your Aunt Penny and Uncle Barry didn't get married. They were in an automobile accident, and now they're in a hospital.
Oh. Are they awful sick?
Uh-huh. Very.
Aunt Penny's hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Aunt Nora, she can't be hurt.
Oh, Julie, honey, you mustn't cry. Sure, your Aunt Penny's hurt, but she's going to be all right.
Honest, is she?
Sure, Julie. Oh, honey, I wouldn't lie to you. Oh, come on, please stop crying.
All right. Will she come home soon?
Well, not right away, but soon, I hope.
Can I go see her? Can I?
Well, as soon as she's well enough.
Oh, Aunt Nora, they can't let her be hurt anymore. They have to make her all right again.
Of course they will. Now, suppose you go and play with your dolls and don't worry about it. She's going to be all right, and maybe you can see her before long.
Can I take her something?
Well, of course.
What can I take her?
Well, we'll find something nice when the time comes. We'll go downtown,
Nora,
and go... yes, Freddie?
Nora, that was Mrs. Billings phoning from the hospital over in Heatherton.
Oh, Freddie, is there more bad news?
Well, it's not good news. There's still not much hope for Barry, and Penny's taking a turn for the worse.
Oh.
She's asked for Dr. Ryan, and Mrs. Billings couldn't seem to reach him by phone from there, so we're supposed to find him just as fast as we can.
Is life slowly ebbing away from beautiful Penny Gibbs? Must she and young Barry Carlton both die at the very doorstep to happiness? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. You get more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of beef. If you can get a Kroger cut sirloin steak, you'll notice that before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, the waste, and the excess bone. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But remember, ladies, you can buy a Kroger cut steak or roast only at Kroger stores. Make up your mind right now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay. Your Kroger meat man has just the cut of beef you want. It's delicious and juicy. It's top-grade beef that will thrill your family. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat, less waste, which means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.